Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I'm a little echoey in here. I don't know if you notice it. Do you hear it, Roger?
Sashay Away with Barry, Barry, Barry.
Yes, I'm in an empty office, so the walls are bare, so it's a little echoey, but we'll get through it. If you haven't guessed, I'm here with Roger. Hi, Roger.
No, and no, it's not Snatch Game.
It's not Snatch Game. We're not even there yet. Roger is going to be joining me and David, who is on vacation in the Caribbean right now. So he will be joining us to toot and boot the looks this season. And of course, Roger will be back for Snatch Game, of course. Maybe we'll just combine it as one episode.
That would be fun. And David could be a part of that too.
David can jump right in. We have a lot to go through, everyone. We're going to go through episode 1 and 2 because we got both of them on Paramount Plus. At the same time, and then it was Pride and no one had time to do anything. So we're a little late.
Honestly, they really were like, RuPaul really was like, I'm going to give the gays everything on Pride.
Well, I know. And I watched them back to back on Paramount Plus. And then after episode 2, Untucked started for episode 2.
Yeah, I didn't watch Untucked. I didn't realize that there was Untucked.
I watched them yesterday. But I didn't, I was like, well, who said there wasn't Untucked?
Really?
Apparently there is. I watched both of them. You didn't miss anything so far. So no. I will be watching them. I may not be watching them by the time we do reviews in the future. Mm-hmm. But we're going to start with episode 1, and that is our variety show. Do you have any special thoughts before we go into the looks?
Hold on. I do. I prepared a lip sync to an original song for my thoughts.
God bless you. You and 900 queens. Uh-huh.
It was the kimono all over again.
Yeah. Madonna Gate one more time. They should have all done Madonna songs, honestly.
I
am wondering if World of Wonder / RuPaul is just so cheap that they're not willing to pay for rights for queens to just do regular songs. And so that's why they have to do their own. Or they're just trying to get publicity to sell their music.
I think that.
How many of them did you buy?
I mean, none of them.
I bought one.
Pandora's.
Pandora box. Because it was crazy.
Yeah.
Yep. And entertaining.
Also, I just feel like for the all-star variety talent show, you shouldn't do something that's already such a big part of the show.
No, and I'm fine with them doing, like, I would be like Jan and sing a song live to a backing track. Obviously, it wasn't, 1,000% live, but she sang live and sounded great. Mm-hmm. But at least it was something. And it's supposed to be a variety show, and we got 9 people.
Not a variety.
Lip-syncing to their song.
So yeah.
Not much variety.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well. Let's look at these entrance looks.
Okay.
If I can share my screen. There we are.
Yep.
I don't know why this says to play. I don't know what that is, everyone, but we're just going to look at it because I don't want to touch it to get rid of it.
Maybe, did you screenshot it? Maybe that's just when it caught it.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll move on. So this is a Keira Davenport. We're going to do a speed round of these. Unless there's one that you specifically want to talk about, or not just one, you can talk about more than one, but if you specifically have something to say about it, otherwise we just can do a speed round of toots and boots. Basically, if we like it or not. And if their glow up was worth it.
Okay. I do want to say something about this.
Go ahead.
I honestly, I reserve the right to say this again later on, but I pretty sure think I remember most all of the entrance looks. And I do have to say, I think this one was my favorite. It was definitely a great way to, to start someone coming in. Looking, as Nicole Byer said, you look expensive. I want to rob you.
I agree with you. I think she looks great. She is not my favorite one, but very close second for me.
Yeah.
She looks stunning. I love this wig as well. I think she did a great job. Big toot for me.
Toot.
All right, so in the past, we've had Brian and Chris try to guess what Instagram thought of them. Do you want to play along, or do you just want me to go through them?
What?
You know how we do the Instagram toots and boots?
Oh, yeah, what Instagram thought?
Yes, so they have been guessing what they think Instagram says.
I would rather you tell me and then me comment on people, on the collective response.
Awesome. So on Instagram, she got a 97%.
And I would like to know who that person that was the 3% that didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who, I didn't look to see who it was because there were 9,000 looks. But yeah, this one I feel was slightly wrong.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, no, come but on.
A toot nonetheless.
Toot.
Jiggly Caliente.
I mean, I like Jiggly, but like, just, it was...
Very basic.
It's very basic, and I think I think I'm going to boot it only for the fact that like it came after Akira, and so it just, yeah, that wow factor wasn't there for me.
Yeah, I'm going to boot it. Does she look good? Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Oh, she looks great.
The best she's ever looked on Drag Race.
Yeah.
But it's just not good enough for me.
I agree.
Instagram gave her a 64% boot. And I think that's fair. It's not terrible, but.
Right.
The 36% that tooted her are probably people that just love her.
Exactly. And you know what? At this point, it's all stars. So, you know, you got to come in.
You came back after.
Her personality. Her personality really kind of is what's shown through.
Yes.
You know, past the outfit.
Agreed. Can you hear this little screeching?
No.
There's a bird outside the window just singing.
Oh, no, I can't hear.
Yeah, that or a giant rat. I'm not sure.
Well, it's New York, so it could be a pigeon, a rat, a sparrow, I don't know.
Exactly. Next we have Jan, giving us purple... something.
I don't remember what I did on, I don't remember what I said on Instagram, but I boot, and I love Jan, but I boot again.
I boot it too. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's just nothing about it that I like.
No. And it's.
Sorry, girl.
Yeah. It's like.
It was a 52% toot. Which I think is fair, because it's not awful. It's just not, it's not good.
It just looks like she's trying to do like a slutty, sexy, slutty Sailor Moon.
Yeah, it's very naughty anime girl.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Raja D. O'Hara.
That face that she's making. you know what? I liked it. I toot it because I just love the color block. It's not going crazy with the patterns, so I just kind of like the bold colors and how it's cut and constructed.
Yeah, I'm torn on this one because the two things that I don't like are her name on her boots. I hate when queens do that. And I hate this flat wig.
Yeah, I would have done a different wig, yes.
But I love the like peplum skirt that's really long. The sleeves underneath I'm not a big fan of either, but I think I'm not a fan of it because of the way the boobs pop out of the bodysuit. So yeah, I'm really torn. I'm gonna boot it because I'm not 100% thrown with this. I'm thrown by this look because I don't get it, but I do love the colors.
Yeah,
it's that wig that's the biggest problem for me. And those
the boots. Wig could have been a little.
Yeah. She was a 63% too. People were obviously torn as well by this because it's right towards the middle.
Yeah.
Ginger Minj, this is a giant boot for me.
I just, you know, I think the joke is that she wanted to come, you know, do something ugly so that way she can be like, look, I mean, but also I'm over the glamour toad thing. Just yeah. be like your fabulous, great self. Like,
yeah, just be a good drag queen. This is just ugly.
Yeah.
And I know that she says that that's what she's going for. I don't care.
I don't care.
Because you could have done a glamour toad glamorously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Bad.
Like, was it worth it for the warts joke?
Boot. No, not at all.
Not at all.
She got a big boot of 82% on Instagram. Fine.
Yeah.
Well deserved. Yara Sophia came in barking as a dog with the mask and then this gold bodysuit on.
I tooted it too
because I am a huge fan of Yara Sophia, so my judgment is slightly tinged by that, but I think she looks great in this.
But also, like, I like the mask, and it's very reminiscent of, like, you know, Latino culture as well, the masks and stuff. And also just like the everything for me works.
It's good hair, it's a good outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything is good. She did get a 73% too on Instagram as well. Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
I think I booted it, but I think I booted it because I don't like Silky.
Yeah, this is another one that's gonna be a problem for me because I do not like her at all.
Yeah.
But I also do not like this outfit.
Yeah, and oh my God, I'm worried this is gonna sound horrible, but one, she's already a big girl, why are you gonna add more?
Exactly, it's the tulle on the side that is just ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
If she had just had like the body contour dress, she would have looked lovely, and you can have the tulle in the sleeve, and it can even like cascade down your back. But the side is just awful. Well,
and also, you have to decide. Yeah. Is the tulle the statement, or is it the long anal
or the beads? Hair? Exactly.
What's the statement? Because it's one or the other. It's not both.
Not both. Yeah, it's a big boot for me.
Yes.
And it was an 81% toot. On Instagram.
Well, okay.
This I don't get. I don't understand.
I don't get it either.
And yeah, I have no explanation for it.
And also, why one glove and not the other?
Yeah, exactly.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, the outfit makes no sense. Pandora Box.
I won. Like the grand dame that Pandora Box has now become. Yes, that is how you enter. You're exactly. Like, yes, hello, fan favorite.
Yes, I love this. This is my favorite look of the entrances. So and I am a huge Pandora Box fan, so that is no surprise.
Yep, as am I. This is my second favorite. But I love, it's very regal. And she wears it well.
She really does. She looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wig is right. The gown is right. The cape is spectacular. Mm-hmm. It is lined. It is perfection for me.
Yes.
She got a 97% too as well on Woo-hoo! Instagram. So bravo to Pandora. Next, we have Scarlet Envy giving us My Fair Lady at Woodstock.
Yeah, I booted this. I didn't like the hat. I mean, Scarlet Envy does really nothing for me, so I try not to hold that against her. But I think I would have liked a different wig. I just would have loved to have seen a styled wig and the outfit. I think the hat is just takes it. It's too much.
The hat is my favorite part of this look.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
But I love a big hat.
Yeah.
That is who I am. I do not like tie-do either. I think the dress is very cute. I don't enjoy tie-dye. That's my only downside to it.
It doesn't look like a hat to me. It looks like a misshapen pillow.
Okay. All right. I'll accept that. I'm still going to toot it because I like the hat.
I will. I'm booting it.
Stay with your boot. You're good.
I'm booting it, and I know I'm going to be in the minority.
She got a 90% toot on Instagram, so they were all on my side, not yours.
I mean, it, very honestly, I could be the boot there. That could be me.
Sarina Chacha.
Oh, this makes me sad because I like this too. I toot it. Yeah,
I don't hate it. Again, the wig is a little suspect for me.
Yeah. And wigs are her thing.
But the outfit, I think, is fantastic.
Yeah.
So I will toot that.
Yeah.
I'm sure she got a boot on Instagram. Oh, no, she got a 60% toot. Good for her.
Good for her.
Kylie Sonika Love. She looks fantastic in this. It is a toot.
We toot.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go all out whore, this is the way to do it.
Yeah. She came back being like, okay, now I'm ready to play.
Yeah.
Now I'm ready to do this thing.
Yeah, she's going to do some stuff on this show.
Yeah.
She got a 93% toot on Instagram. Well deserved. Mm-hmm. Good job. Trinity K. Bonet. Boot.
I boot.
This is terrible.
I boot.
Yeah. I don't know what the worst part of it is. Honestly, there's so many things wrong with this outfit.
I, you know what? I think this is the first time I realized that she's wearing like socks that go. What is she? Are those socks? Or
yeah. Are we supposed to believe that those are her legs with those nude tights and then the black sock over it?
Yeah. I am. Yeah.
Yeah, so bad. Everything.
I don't know what she was going for, but no. Yeah.
And I'm tired of fedoras already. We see a lot of them this season and I'm tired of them.
Yeah.
This was a 61% boot on Instagram. That is much higher. It should be higher. It should be a bigger boot for this look. Finally, we have Eureka O'Hara.
I don't remember what I said, but...
I don't either, because I'm torn by it. Because I actually like the dress and the look. I hate this print.
Yeah.
The print.
I think I may have booted it. I'm going to boot it.
I'm going to boot it as well, because this print just... It just drives me crazy.
And I don't like the
cages.
The bustle, the cages, you know, I don't understand what it's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I feel like a big part of that is the print, because it does, you don't know where to look.
Yeah.
Everything gets lost in this print.
Yeah.
She got just a 53% toot, like I said, torn, because I don't understand. Don't understand. All right.
Yeah.
Is Akiria your top toot of this?
Akiria is my top toot.
All right. Pandora is my top toot. I think they were both our favorites, and they were the top toots on Instagram as well.
There we go.
All right, you ready to talk about some performances?
Let's do it.
First, we're going to talk about RuPaul. Just if you like it or not.
No.
It's another one that I'm torn on, because I really want to like it, but it's just weird.
She looks like someone went too crazy with the fringe on a piñata.
Kind of had both looks on her. Episode 1 and 2 are both kind of pinata-esque.
Yeah, it's like no one knew when to stop.
Yeah. Agreed. I do like her hair.
Yes. I have to say, I do enjoy a windswept wig.
Like yeah. She did get an 88% toot on Instagram, so the majority of people were fine with it.
All right, well, that's that.
All right.
Good.
First up in performance is Jan. We are not critiquing their outfits. We are critiquing their performances.
I mean, I've seen her sing live, and so, you know, she's good. But sometimes someone needs to tell her she does not need to screech, screlt all the way to the top for me to know that she's good.
She was giving you the big finish, girl.
Yeah, and it just like, it's a lot of these young kids, young musical theater kids, young, like, that grew up on the American Idol, on The Voice, on these things. It's like,
They learned it from Wicked.
Yeah, you don't need to, you know, do damage to your vocal cords to know that you can sing. Like, stay within what is good for you and sing the shit out of that.
Yeah, I always say louder does not equal better.
No. And you have a microphone,
I'm going to hear you.
Yeah, and like, you know, show me that you can act in the song and feel the song, not how loud you can sing it or how high.
With that all said, I do toot this because I think she did a great job.
Yes.
And it was a great way to open the show.
She sang live. I'm going to always give that a...
Yeah, she sang live. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
She's the only one that sang live. No, that's not true. Yep. Silky sang live. She got just a 76% toot on Instagram. Do you think the outfit is cute? I really like it, actually.
I think it's cute. I think it's what she wears for when she performs.
I could live without the leg warmer things, but it's cute.
Yeah.
Pandora box, squeezing out her titties.
Because this was the first of the lip syncs, I was like, I love this.
I love this.
But also she very much gave that like classic drag queen, like.
Yeah, she is an entertainer.
Facial expressions, exactly.
Yeah. I give it a big toot. Again, it is the one song that I bought on the iTunes. I think she did a great job.
Cool, me too, toot.
81% toot for Miss Pandora Box. So very much agreed on online. Jiggly Caliente, also lip syncing to an original song.
It just felt very low energy.
She was not giving it all.
And was she trying to be a cheerleader?
I think that's the look she's going for.
Okay.
And she also didn't know some of her words to her own song.
Yeah. I booted the performance.
It's a boot. It was a big boot. 78% on Instagram.
Yes.
Kylie Sonique Love, also living to a original song.
Yes. I will say that for her, I think... what I appreciated about her is like, well, she knew her words and she was very on beat, on point, and just everything was good. And I love the outfit. I think she looked great. Like
she looks fantastic.
I tooted it.
I hated her song.
Oh.
I did not like the song at all. And it really kind of took me out of it. Her outfit didn't match her song either.
Ah.
Because her song was really weird to me. So I give it a boot.
Okay.
I was in the minority, clearly.
Okay.
86% too for Miss Kylie. Raja Di O'Hara stealing Bianca's gig and making a dress.
Listen, some of the best ideas have been stolen.
Absolutely. I will say Bianca does hers in 3 minutes.
So, I mean.
But I will also say that Raja sewed 2 seams.
Well, I mean, it's also the fabric. It's also, you know, that she chose. But look, it wasn't another queen lip singing to an original song.
That is my favorite part of it, that we got something different. You know, this is our variety show and this was variety. So for that, I toot it. I mean, she made a great dress.
I loved whenever they're like, 30 seconds, thank you, 30.
I love that she communicated with the judges as well. Like she started it with Ross, set the timer.
Yeah.
And then it just kept going.
Yeah. Yeah. Will she be able to do it? I toot it.
Yeah, it's a toot. It was a toot, 93% on Instagram. Akaria C. Davenport lip syncing to an original song.
I don't remember the song. I don't know. But I think I think there was a lot of energy, so maybe I toot the energy to it.
Okay. I boot the whole thing.
Okay.
starting with that wig, I don't like this. To me, this felt like a very bar performance. Like you could go to any bar and see this number.
Indeed.
And that's why I didn't think it was special. That I give it a boot just for that.
Okay.
She did get a 72% toot on Instagram. People do like her, so I fully stand behind that. poor Trinity K. Bonet doing comedy.
I want her to do so well, but I feel like she just can't help herself.
She sabotaged herself.
Yeah. So, I mean, I booted. Also, I don't like the wig.
The wig is bad. The outfit is great, actually.
The what? The outfit?
The outfit is great. If you'll notice in this picture, she's missing an arm. I don't know where it went.
She also looks like Kimora Black.
A little bit, yeah. The wig is so bad. Her comedy was a big
covers
failure.
Her eyes, you know? Yeah.
Big failure on this part. It was an 89% boot. I don't know who tooted this. But shame on you.
It's still Pride Month. You can't...
I guess. Okay. I won't be homophobic. Eureka doing a lip sync to an original song. This one was a tribute to her mother. I think she made that up. Not that it wasn't a tribute, but this song had nothing to do with her mother. If you actually listen to the words.
I rolled my eyes during this, and I think I went to go pee during it as well. So I booted because I was like not compelled to watch it.
I booted it as well because, again, it was stolen. The fuck was her name? Eureka. This is
Sasha.
Sasha Velour does this all the time, but one of the queens that she did on We're Here did projections on their dress.
Oh, really?
So it wasn't Eureka's idea. It came from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a boot for me because I didn't like the song either.
Yeah.
She got just a 63% too. I also don't like this dress. Big girls should not wear big hoops like that. It makes them look so small. Mm-hmm. Scarlet Envy gets a giant toot from me.
I liked it. I thought it was fun.
So fun. So yeah. Such a unique take on burlesque to add these bubbles to it. All of her bubbles worked, which is, you know, a feat in itself. So I loved it.
I agree. I toot it.
It got a big 100% toot on Instagram.
There you go.
Silky Nutmeg Ganache giving us, said she was going to take us to church. Didn't really do that.
She didn't even take me to the church's parking lot.
No.
So I booted.
She drove to McDonald's.
I mean, Silky is one of those people that I feel, and I mean, I only know Silky through Drag Race, but you talk a big game and then you never deliver.
Yeah. Big game and nothing.
Yeah.
It's a boot for me. I appreciate that she played the piano.
Yeah.
I would appreciate it more if she tried a more challenging song.
I was going to say, but she played the piano on This Little Light of Mine, right?
Exactly.
That was the song.
It was a 69% boot on Instagram. Plus, she wore this old lady wig.
I mean, she did look like a church lady.
She looked like an old church lady. All she needed was a big hat.
Yeah.
She should have asked Scarlett if she could borrow
it.
Serena Chacha is doing her wig gig.
This one made me sad, but I have to boot it.
I know. I have to boot it as well. It wasn't, I think it was a great idea. I wish she had played with her wigs more and maybe had like wig reveals, because I know that she's doing this just to promote her wig line. I get it.
Yeah. Like, I needed the wigs to turn around, like to acknowledge the action like they do in the Heights in the movie.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. Maybe put some projections on their face and they can sing along, like Eureka.
Yeah.
It was a boot for me. And it was a big boot on Instagram at 78%.
Ah, okay.
Ginger Minj doing her gummy bear song.
It was, by this point I realized, oh my God, how many lip syncs are we doing? So I boot it. And I was like, but why are you talking about gummy bears? That's not your thing.
It made no sense for her branding at all. I love this little raincoat dress. I think it's super cute. The song was boring. She was boring. I didn't get it.
I didn't get it either.
It did get a 78% toot. And I think that is because people just love Ginger. That's all.
Yes, they do. They do. I do.
Finally,
too.
We have Yara Sophia's tits. Sorry, you wanted to say something about Ginger?
Oh, no, I like her too.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Finally, is Yara's tits. This made me die laughing so much.
I mean, I was like titted into submission. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
She was smacking us with those until we just said yes.
And tip the queen a fucking dollar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's a two for me just because I don't think I've ever been so entertained.
Exactly.
On RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, yeah.
The song made no sense.
Nope.
I couldn't honestly tell you what the song was.
The performance made no sense, but she sold it.
But it's a giant two for me.
Yep.
It was just a 71% toot on Instagram, so people apparently did not enjoy it as much as I did.
But I get it. Like me, I am afraid of boobs, so I get it.
Yeah. It just was insane. Yeah. The best part of it was tip a motherfucking drink for a dollar.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Who had your favorite performance?
Pandora.
Oh, all right. Mine is Scarlett. I love Scarlett.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that may be because it wasn't, you know, a lip sync.
True.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Our last for episode one, of course, is Miss Coco Montrese as our lip sync assassin. What'd you think of this look?
I did not like this long silvery thing on her head.
The hair is the problem.
Yeah.
It really is. If you're going to wear a tinsel wig, it should be bob length at the very most.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just too much. She got just a 61% too on Instagram. I think the dress is actually beautiful. But
I think the tinsel wig takes away from it.
Yeah, it kills the whole look.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to episode two. This is our ball. We're getting the ball episode two. That means there are 36 lips coming up. The first two rounds, we're going to kind of do speed rounds for those to get through them. And then, like I said, if there's something you specifically want to say, like have really strong feelings about either way, good or bad.
Big time.
Speak up.
Big time. Here we go.
This is fine.
Fine. It is what it is.
It was an 88% toot on Instagram. I like the colors. I don't know that I like the actual dress.
No.
All right. First is Blue Better Work. This is our working girls, blue collar workers. This is Raja O'Hara. It's a boot for me.
It is a boot for me as well.
Yeah. She didn't do anything with this outfit.
Nope.
It got just a 52% toot on Instagram.
Yep.
Kylie Sonique Love giving us Carpenter.
I toot.
I'm going to toot it as well. I would have rather had this as her denim look.
That's why I was, but I felt like I was under, I felt like I misunderstood the
assignment.
The assignment with Raja.
Yeah.
I felt like I was understanding it with Kylie Sonique.
Yeah.
But then I was like, but that's denim. I don't know. I don't get the assignment.
Yeah, I think Kylie did denim for all three looks, which is kind of smart, actually.
Sure, yeah.
This is my favorite of them, though, I will say that.
Yes.
She did get a big 88% toot on Instagram. Yep. Next, we have Yuriko O'Hara as our first crossing guard.
I toot this.
I toot it as well. I think it's really fun.
Especially for the back.
The back is hysterical. But yeah, I think she looks great. It's a little Tina Burner cab driver.
Oh, now you've ruined it.
No, I think it's actually better than that. I think it's executed better.
Tina Burner wishes.
Yes, exactly. It was an 88% toot on Instagram. Jan is giving us Mechanic. I did not get Mechanic from this.
I got Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, but I appreciate the wheels, but it does not read Mechanic to me, but I think she looks great.
I mean, I like the outfit. And so so I toot it, even though I don't really think that it was the assignment.
I know, I'm torn by that. I mean, it does meet the assignment. It just doesn't read as the assignment.
Right, it just is like, so are you a tire? Because you're not a mechanic, exactly. You're a tire.
Exactly. She had tools hanging on her thighs. It was an 83% toot on Instagram.
Yeah.
Jiggly Caliente, giving us sanitation worker.
I boot this.
It's so ugly.
I boot this.
The only good thing is the garbage can hat, and it's not even that great.
Yeah.
Boot.
Boot.
58% boot on Instagram as well.
Okay.
Ugh, Silky Nutmeg Ganache as the milkman. Boot.
I boot this because that outfit doesn't actually scream milkman.
No. Milkmen wear white. Yeah. Not red.
Yeah.
Just because you're carrying milk with your face on it does not make you a milkman.
Yeah. Just no. I boot.
Boot. It was 58% boot on Instagram.
There you go.
Well, Scarlet Envy. I don't know what this is supposed to be.
Yeah. Again, it's a Jan thing. I think she was like, I'm gonna saw something, and I'm like,
yeah. I wasn't sure if she was like a carpenter or woodworker, if she was maybe a lumberjack, but they don't use rotary blades like that. So yeah, I was just confused.
Yeah, I was like, so are you the table that cuts things? So I boot this.
I'm going to boot it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a 56% toot right down the middle. A Curious E. Davenport is a plumber. Boot.
Welder.
I'm sorry, a welder.
So, I boot this too.
She has a pipe stuck on her, and this outfit makes zero sense.
Yeah.
It was a 68% boot on Instagram.
Okay. Yep.
Pandora Box giving us lunch toot. Lady and then
I toot. I toot.
Big
I toot. I toot.
Toot. Yes.
Yep.
Agreed.
Yep.
She got a 95% toot on Instagram. Well deserved.
Yep.
This both outfits are so cute to me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad that she did the little reveal.
Yeah.
Because that elevated it. Oh, I laughed when this came through.
I didn't hate it as much as everyone else either.
But at the same time,
it's a mess.
It's a mess. So I'm going to boot it.
Okay. I'm going to boot it as well because I'm going to be fair and not throw my love for Yara in there, but she's a mess in this outfit.
It's a mess.
I think if she had just pulled the orange vest over the boobs, it would have worked a little better.
Uh-huh.
It's just the boobs are in the way.
Yeah. Like it was about the boobs and not about the actual, like,
exactly
outfit, you know, like what was the blue collar? Yeah.
Blue collar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big boot on Instagram with 82% as well. Mm-hmm. Ginger Minge giving us Mario Brothers plumber.
Boot.
No, it's really not good.
It's not good. That wig is not good.
The wig is, the only good thing about it are the butt cheeks. That's why I added them in here. But that's the only good thing about it.
Yeah.
It was a 67% toot on Instagram. Again, people love Ginger. And finally, we have Trinity K. Bonet as our second crossing guard. This is a giant boot just for those hideous pants.
I mean, like, it literally...
She should be ashamed of herself.
It looks like she's actually a crosswalk guard.
Yeah. It's like she found a crossing guard and said, can I borrow your outfit?
Well, and then compared to Eureka's, it really does. It's
terrible.
It fails even more.
When you wear this, you're asking to be sent home.
Mm-hmm.
It was our biggest boot with 90% on Instagram.
Yep. Not surprised.
Not at all. Someone tooted it though.
Someone likes to, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Who's your favorite blue collar worker?
I'm gonna go with Pandora.
Me too. Pandora was my favorite. Agreed.
Yeah.
Next category is Blue Jean Baby. Obviously, it is denim, and this is Raja G. O'Hara.
Can I soft toot it?
You can certainly do that. I'm gonna do that as well because I love the top. I hate
the pants, right?
I hate this hat.
Oh, okay, and the hat, and the hat.
Well, there is no hair.
Yeah.
But I love the corset top and the sleeves. I think those are fantastic.
Yeah.
But these pants are kind of unforgivable as well. So it is a very soft toot for me.
Soft toot.
It was a 73% toot on Instagram.
Okay.
Kylie Sonique Love giving us
denim. I toot for representation. I toot for denim fantasy and bandana realness. I toot.
I'm going to toot it as well, but I'm not a super strong toot.
I could not tell if the screen had frozen.
I'm not as adamant as you. I definitely toot for representation. I think my favorite part is the trans colors. But these are just a pair of jeans.
I know. And I think what it is just like, I love seeing Sony kind of just coming out and just completely owning, you know, the Kylie Sonique Love, you know, thing now. So,
I'm not going to boot it, but I'm not as adamant as you. Again, another hat.
Yep.
She did get a big 91% toot on Instagram. I mean, her body is insane.
Good for her.
Ginger Minge. I'm going to boot it.
Nope. That's Eureka.
Oh, sorry. Eureka.
Yeah.
I'm still going to boot it.
I'm going to boot it. Just because it does.
It's just not good.
Yeah. It didn't come off as denim looking to me.
Not at all.
Oh.
She did get a toot on Instagram of 78%. Great. Jan. Toot.
I toot.
I mean, how can you not? This is how you do denim.
Yeah.
It's so weird and so exciting. It's just something completely different. Yeah, mm-hmm. Toot.
Toot.
It was a big 96% toot on Instagram as well. Nice. Jiggly. Can't boot. Even say her name. Boot. I mean, if you're going to wear big pants, wear them, make them flattering. And a white t-shirt. 77% boot on Instagram, of course.
Yep.
Boot.
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 Let us boot the house down.
Girl. I'm not even going to say anything. Boot. 71% boot. Scarlett Envy. I keep wanting to call her Scarlett Adams.
Wait, did we do?
I'm sorry?
Oh, yes. Now I was like, did we do Scarlett the first time around? Yes, we did.
She
was the table and the songs.
Yeah, she was.
I boot this.
I'm going to toot it. I kind of like it.
I like
that it's a kind of a mess.
Yeah.
And it looks like very white trash Americana to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this is what she was going for.
Yeah.
But I just didn't respond to it, but it felt very patchworky.
Okay. It was a toot on Instagram of 76%.
Yep.
Curious E. Davenport.
I toot this, but I get why they didn't like it, but I toot it.
I think it's really cool, actually.
Yeah.
And I like her hair.
Same.
It was a very modest 52% toot on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Pandora Box. Toot!
I toot.
I mean, anytime you do Dolly well, I applaud you. And she did mm-hmm. Dolly well.
Absolutely.
It was 86% toot on Instagram.
Nice.
Yara Sofia.
I think I like this too, but I can't tell that it's denim.
It's not.
So I boot it because that's
Ginger
not.
Ginger Midge mentions that in Untucked.
Yeah, I boot it because that's not the assignment.
Yeah, it's not. I have to boot it as well because it's not denim, but I think it looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, her body is insane as well.
Yes.
It was a 67% toot on Instagram. Now Ginger Minge, who claimed that Yara wasn't wearing denim, this don't look like denim to me either.
It does not. I booted. I didn't like it.
I don't like it either. It's It's, first of all, unflattering.
Yeah.
And I hate these boots.
Yeah.
Just as modest 52% toot on Instagram for Ginger.
Okay.
Finally, Trinity K. Bonet giving us denim hippie.
I boot. I just, it didn't, I, the it doesn't, like the boot, like it, there's, the dimensions are wrong. Just the fit is wrong.
The fit is so wrong.
Yeah.
The wig is wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like her giant hoop earrings.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's it. 71% boot on Instagram.
There you go.
There you go. Favorite denim. I mean, it's got to be Jan for me.
I think it's Jan. Yeah. For me, it's Jan.
Great. All right. Now we can talk more about them. These are the runway looks that they made for the Blue Ball Bonanza out of unconventional materials. And we start with Rasha D. O'Hara.
I liked Rasha's a lot. It's simplistic, I think. You know, it's a simplistic look, but based off of, I mean, what does she make it out of? Like, blanket? No.
No, they were the folding chair seats. You know, those,
oh, yeah.
those seat cover things.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. And I think just with the makeup, with the press, I liked it.
I like it too. I'm going to toot it as well. The only thing I don't like is her wig. I wish it was like an updo wig.
Uh-huh.
Or honestly, I would love this with a bald cap.
Yeah.
I think it would look really cool because it's very outer space looking. So it kind of gives you that alien feel to it.
Yeah.
But it's a big toot for me. She looked great.
Yes.
That the fact that she made this is fantastic. It was a 95% toot on Instagram. Kylie Sonique Love giving us more denim.
But I don't know if it's just the picture, but I think I remember liking it on the show. But here's the thing, it's like, you know, it's also very easy to construct pieces of fabric and drape them over your body parts.
That is my complaint about it as well. I think while she looks fantastic, she ripped some fabric and tied it to her.
Yeah. So on that alone, I'm going to boot it.
I'm going to boot it as well. I do love like this barbed wire coming up her leg. I don't know what that is, but I
really
like that. She did get an 82% toot on Instagram.
Okay.
I've said it again, Ginger Mint. This is Eureka. Apparently they're interchangeable for me.
Yeah.
Boot.
I don't like that I can see your panties.
It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. Sorry, girl. It don't fit.
Yeah.
77% toot on Instagram.
Okay.
Wrong. Jan giving us a reboot of her ball challenge look from season 13? 12? What was she?
12.
On? 12.
12. Yeah. I tooted because she's giving me Effie Trinket realness from The Hunger Games.
Exactly. I tooted as well. I didn't realize it is the same wig that she wore, and it's a good wig.
Yeah.
It's a toot. She looks great.
She looked great.
Just a 77% toot on Instagram. I don't know why, but that's what they said.
Yep.
Poor Jiggly Caliente.
Poor Jigs. Poor Jiggles. Boot.
Boot. You should watch Untucked just to hear what she has to say about this, because she thinks this is a great cocktail dress. It is so ugly. It was a big 91% toot. I mean, boot. Yeah. Sorry, not a toot. A boot on Instagram. Boot.
Yeah.
Silky Nutmeg Ganache made some boot. Pants.
Boot.
A giant boot. My favorite thing was that she said these pants fit like a glove, and I don't know what kind of gloves she's putting on, but these
I believe when I watched it, my response was, they look like you're wearing Depends.
Yeah, you're wearing a giant fucking diaper.
Yeah.
As a big girl, you do not make pants out of quilted material. It's only gonna make you look bigger.
Yeah.
Wrong. It's a boot. 86% big boot on Instagram.
Okay.
Scarlet Envy made a full sequin gown.
Toot.
It's a giant toot for me. I think she looks stunning.
Yeah.
And she made this in the same amount of time as Jiggly Caliente making her dress.
Yeah. Yep.
It was a big boot on Instagram at 95%.
There you go.
Next, we have a Curiously Davenport.
I tooted this because I just didn't like the way it fit and moved on her.
Yeah, I think the dress is actually good. I think it's that the position of that slit is the problem for me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, I'm going to boot it.
I'm booting it, yeah.
But that's the only thing I think that really throws it off is the way the slit is positioned there. It was a 67% toot on Instagram.
Okay.
Pandora Box, this was her most unsuccessful look.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, I don't, I'm not,
I I'm don't
gonna
hate
soft,
it.
Yeah, I'm going to soft toot it. I think, you know, she had two very strong looks.
Yeah.
And considering that she constructed this, I thought, you know, that was fine. I love the blue ribbons and stuff.
I love the idea of the blue ribbons. It's the skirt part that I don't like, but it's not enough to make me hate it. And I love this. You can't see it in this picture, but I love the wig.
Yeah.
It was a good wig she wore.
Yep.
She did get a 67% toot on Instagram as well. Yara Sofia looking stunning. Is a big toot for me.
I was surprised that this was in the bottom.
Yeah, girl. So, you and me both.
So I'm going to toot it.
Yeah. I know that the judges said she doesn't know how to edit, but I think they were talking about the tinsel, but I think the tinsel looks almost like a boa.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. And this hair she is wearing is stunning.
Yep.
Her face looks great. It's a big toot for me.
Yeah.
And it was on Instagram as well. 95% toot. Ginger Minge made a raincoat out of a shower curtain. And that is exactly what it looks like. Mm-hmm.
I think out of all three looks, this one was my favorite.
This is her best look.
So I'll toot it.
I'm gonna toot it as well. It's a very soft toot for me because
I
do think it's very basic. And this wig is very unforgivable.
Yeah.
Very unfortunate. Yeah. It was a 71% toot on Instagram.
Okay.
Finally, we have Trinity, who finally wore something decent.
I liked this. I was like, yes, live your Cinderella fantasy.
Yes, live the Cinderella fantasy.
I'm going to toot it.
She did a great job. It's a toot for me. I wish the hair was up, but I'm not going to boot it just because of that, because this dress is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It was a 90% toot on Instagram. Well deserved. So of the Instagram, Raja, Scarlett, and Yara all had the top two with 95%. Who's your top two of this round?
Raja.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
You're gonna go with Scarlett.
I'm going with Yara.
No,
love Scarlett's as well, but I think Yara's dress was my favorite. And
yeah,
the hair Raja and everything about it, her whole look worked for me.
Yeah. Yeah, Raja's was my favorite.
Yeah. What about Miss Brooklyn Heights giving us 80s porn realness?
I'm going to toot it because she looks like, I mean, there were times where I was like, Pamela Anderson would have worn this.
Yeah, she needs to be like in the Whitesnake video.
Yeah.
On the car.
Yeah.
It's a big toot for me, and she got 96% toot on
Instagram. There you go.
All right, we're going to do one final top toot. I'm going to stop sharing this. And it's going to be an overall ball winner based on all three looks.
Oh.
Could you pick one?
Oh.
I can look back and tell you that only two people got all toots from us.
All right, so let's choose from those two.
It is Jan and Pandora, and each of them got top toot in different categories.
I'm gonna choose Pandora. I'm gonna tell you why. Okay. Because Pandora outfits fit Pandora. Like, you know, Jan, I honestly like, and I love Jan. I've seen Jan perform. I absolutely love Jan.
I know.
Jan does not, when Jan comes out on the runway,
you don't necessarily know that that would be her.
Yeah. Yeah. There is an essence of Pandora that runs through what she is wearing, where Jan is like,
there's no through line.
There's not a through line.
Well, with that said, I'm picking Jan.
Okay.
Because I loved all three of her looks. I didn't love the last Pandora look. It was fine, but I love Jan's more.
Yeah.
That's what did it for me.
Yeah, yeah. I love Jan. And good for her for being that fun.
Jan has already been screwed on this season twice. Not from winning, but not from being in the top, probably on both episodes.
Yeah, but like, and I will say this again, there are just so many queens that are on here that are so very kind of like, their brand and their identity, like, are so much stronger than Jan's. Jan's is a pretty girl who can sing.
Yeah. Yeah. She needs, I was surprised she came back so early. I know that she probably wanted a little bit of redemption from her season just to win one fucking challenge maybe. But they're not going to give it to her, I don't think. I think they're going to just keep fucking with her head.
Yeah.
And if they do a Rusical and she goes home, she may kill herself. All right, we're done.
Well,
that was a long time coming.
That was.
Thank you for doing this with me. And we'll be back not too long from now because the new episode comes out tomorrow. And if you're following along with last week, they come out at 3 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah. I will be seeing it tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
Last week I saw these two because I finished my video and so I needed to come down. So I was like, I'm just going to watch. And I didn't realize there would be two episodes. So.
Right. I didn't. I knew it was and it just didn't register with me when it happened. I will watch it in the morning if I get up in time.
Yeah. I know that I'll watch it in the evening. I got stuff to do tomorrow. But.
If there are people here in the office tomorrow, maybe we'll watch it together in the office.
Yay.
Well, then who knows? But thanks, Roger. Good luck
to you
on your future endeavors. I'm not talking about them on camera, everyone. You missed it. We talked about it before. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Maybe with David, if he comes back from the islands.
Well, he's
I think he's back Tuesday.
He's on, 7 day. I know it's a 10-day vacation.
10-day vacation, yeah.
And he left last Thursday.
Yeah, so I think he's back Tuesday after 4th of July.
Okay.
Right. We'll see. We'll be in touch. But maybe you'll have three of us. Maybe you'll have two. Who knows? David may never come back.
Don't tease him. I think he would stay in the Caribbean if he could.
I'm sure he would. That's all, everyone. Thank you for watching and listening. Okay. Roger, I will talk to you again very, very soon.
Okay, Fred.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.